For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, fellas? Welcome back to Convos Over Cold Brew with me, your host, Emma Abrahamson. Today we're talking with one of my old Oregon teammates, Carmela Cardama Baez. She's currently a professional runner for On Athletics Club in Boulder, Colorado. So she just joined their team and signed a professional contract. We were teammates my senior year for a couple months after she transferred from Florida State, and she ended up going on to win the 10K at NCAAs. She's also from Spain, so we touch on that a lot in the episode. We also just talk about some of the good memories together, her running experience, the differences between different coaches that she's had, and honestly just a really good episode, and it was really good to catch up with Carmela. It's been a little bit of time, so I hope you guys enjoy. Don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts if you guys love the podcast. It helps me out so much, and it also helps get more credible guests on. If they see that you guys love the show and you're rating and reviewing on Apple Podcasts, they'll be more likely to come on and answer your listener questions. So be sure to do that if you haven't already. It literally takes 5 seconds and it means the world to me. Today's episode is brought to you by Inside Tracker. When you do what you love, like running, like racing, like enjoying the great outdoors, you want to do it for life. Inside Tracker can help. Inside Tracker was founded in 2009 by leading scientists in aging, genetics, and biometrics. Using their patented algorithm, Inside Tracker analyzes your body's data to provide you with a clear picture of what's going on inside you and to offer you science-backed recommendations for positive diet and lifestyle changes. I have been loving working with Inside Tracker. For example, I had no idea that my iron was low and also that I had low vitamin D levels, even though I have been in California and I was in Hawaii a couple weeks ago and I still have low vitamin D levels. So have definitely been taking my supplement as Inside Tracker has recommended to me, and it definitely keeps me accountable. So I love that. Inside Tracker tracks your progress every day, every step of the way towards reaching your performance goals and living a longer, healthier life. So if you guys are interested, for a limited time, you can get 25% off the entire Inside Tracker store. You just go to insidetracker.com/Emma. That's insidetracker.com/Emma. Everything's linked in the show notes, and I highly recommend if you're looking to level up your running performance or if you just want to feel better on a day-to-day basis, Inside Tracker is the best. Now let's get straight into today's episode. Carmela, I've been waiting to have you on my podcast for a long time, and it's finally coming to fruition. Yeah. I think like when I first started my podcast, you were definitely very highly requested. Then that's been like a year. So I'm like, okay, let me just wait for her to get out of college, make things a little easier for both of us. Cause now you're living the pro runner life. But before we like start diving away into that, do you want to just give us a little bit of a rundown of who you are and what you're about?
Yeah. What can I say? I was Oregon track and cross country runner. I'm from Spain. I started in Florida State for 2 years and then transferred to Oregon. And I was Emma's training partner in my first workout at Oregon. I remember that day so clearly.
Wait, was that a camp? What?
It was like, it was so smoky. We went to Corvallis and we had like a 4 minute like tempo.
4 minutes?
Like 3 times 4 minutes or something like that.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
Oh, I do so clearly. And I don't know, I guess I was recruited by Oregon kind of as like a strong athlete to having the cross country team and like a team player mainly, and I developed to become a national champion and score for the team at nationals and in Pac-12s. I now am a pro runner recently. and signed with On Running and moved to Boulder and joined the OIC team. And yeah, is that that's yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, that's a great little rundown. Okay, to preface this, like, so Carmela and I were together. You transferred in 2017?
I think so. Yeah. It was like your last year.
Yeah. So we were only together for like 6 months, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when I met Carmela and just like saw her like workout or just like her work ethic in general, I knew that you were going to end up like doing just insane things in like the running world, just because you have such a strong work ethic. It's like you and Allie Cash, I feel like, are two people that I just look at and I'm like, I don't know how you are so incredibly motivated to like, you would do every single band exercise. You do the whole pillar. And I would just like, it's just honestly, it's not the opposite of me, but it's just so different from my perspective. Like I knew when you won NCAAs or even the year before when you almost won NCAAs, like I knew that was going to come eventually from when you like first joined the team, just because you are like so incredibly motivated. So it's been cool. Like for me, this is just me gassing you up now.
Yeah.
But it has been cool for like me to like see your progression from like coming onto the Oregon team to like winning NCAAs. It's just been crazy, but I'm not surprised at all. Just from
your own motivation. It's funny like to see, like I do definitely think I have a strong ethic, but I think that, you know, me joining the Oregon team, I was just so excited to be with you guys. And I feel like, it's not like I had something to prove, but I was like, I'm the lucky one to be here. Like everyone was just so accomplished and I just kind of showed up. And I don't know, I guess I didn't knew any better. I just thought we were all doing the whole pillar. It didn't occur to me that people wouldn't do it. So I think that was a bit of just like innocence. And I feel like now, I don't know. I do the right things, I think, but I also feel like I'm not someone who overdoes it.
Put your body well and went to like,
yeah,
cut
I think that's
off.
A strength.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's funny because I was just like, oh, I thought everyone did this.
Yeah. No, I mean, that is so, you wouldn't know any less. And it's not like,
I don't
like
know any better.
I transferred there too. And like no one, there's no introductory period. If you're transferring there, no one's like really teaching you anything. You could just kind of get thrown into it and then just see like what happens. So I guess I was the same way, but I learned quickly that no one was doing the upside down hang things from these bars that we had. And I was like, I am not doing
that. I'm not going to lie. Like sometimes I was like, I'm doing this, but I don't feel safe. Like, I'm going to do it.
Okay. There was like, I don't even remember what pillar was, like pillar five or something, but there was legit these like exercises.
This is hard, yeah.
There's like a ladder on the wall and you're literally supposed to hang your body upside down. Like, I don't
know
glass,
how. And it's a glass.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I don't understand how people do that. I can't. I can barely hang from the bar like to do a pull up. Well, I can't do a pull up. But I could barely hang from the bar to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was talking actually about this last year with Coach Rod, and he didn't remember anything, of course. But my first weight session at Oregon, it was over summer and no one was there. It just like me and Susan.
Okay.
And Susan is just like always fit, you know, like she's just born that way. And then it's me like a distance runner. And I twisted my ankle in the warm-up drills.
Oh, no. Wait, warm-up
so
drills?
Bad. So bad. And like with the volleyball girls, and I had to go get it like
Okay, whoa. I'm so confused. What warm-up drills are you talking about, and why were you working out with the volleyball girls?
Because it was summer and no one else was there.
Like, so, was it like a weight session with
Brad?
And there's different teams there.
Yeah, it was just like the volleyball girls and me and Susan.
What?
And we had this like jumping over a bench, and I just like sucked basically, and I twisted my ankle so bad.
Oh no.
And I had to go to the trainers and got wrapped, and then I went to the bathroom and I cried.
Oh.
And then I was like, I need to get it together. And it came back for like the last exercise of the weight like session, because Coach Rod would not stop. Like, you're here or you're not. Like,
yeah, exactly. Would not stop.
And like I was like, I need to earn this place. Like, I will finish my lift. And then I couldn't run the next day.
But the one who's just like, yeah, I know my body really well, actually, and I definitely don't push the limit.
After that, I learned, I was like, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
It was like literally my first, like, my first week in Eugene. Just like,
so funny. Like,
my second day.
It's just, and it's so funny because there's just like no introduction. Like you just really just get thrown into it.
Yeah, I just like follow the girls.
Yeah, yeah, you just follow everyone else.
And there's a bench I need to jump, and I'm 5'1".
You're going with volleyball girls that are literally 6'1".
Yeah, but sounds... he doesn't remember. I remember it so clearly.
Yeah, I remember one of my weight sessions with Rad. I literally told him, I was like, I can't do a pull-up. Like, I, like, just told him to his face. I was like, I like, physically can't. I've never been able to do it. He's like, yes, you can. And I was like, Coach Rad, no, I can't. And he's like, you know, no one's going to know who Coach Rad is, but, like, he doesn't take no for an answer. You know, yeah. You're doing the exercise. So he, like, put me up on the bar, and I was like, and I was just like telling him, I was like, this isn't going to work or whatever. And then, so he like puts the like band, the black band around.
Yeah, the purple thing.
Yeah. Of course I still can't do it because really? And then he's like trying to help me by like lifting up my knee while I'm like trying to go up. And I'm like, and I'm still not being able to go up. And I'm like, and oh, it was so mortifying because we were in the weight room and everyone was obviously looking at me and I was like making this whole scene, being like, I can't do it, Coach Rad. I'm really smart.
You're just like blocking your arms on purpose.
I'm like, I literally can't. My arms are locked and I refuse. No, it was so embarrassing though. Like, again, that's one of those things that like, I'll remember forever, but Coach Rad will have no idea. Like, I think I honestly went back to campus and I was like, hey, he'd be like, who are you?
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't remember you, but no. I think that a lot of that is just like a lot of things you don't know why you do them and it just kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I think Coach Rad, it's such a like personality of Oregon. Like,
oh,
he that,
really is.
Yeah. But I don't know. I love having him as a coach. He was really awesome. It's really like once you get through the cry and you he definitely tests you. Like he pretends you don't exist until you prove him wrong, and then once you do, like, and for me it happened really quickly because I struggled the first day. Once you prove him that, he'll be like your biggest supporter. Like I feel like
once you show interest and in, like actually getting better at the like everything, then he really shows interest. But
if you don't, then he doesn't know who you are.
So aka me. It's fine though. I did my work in the weight room. I did what I had to do, you know.
Yeah, you did enough. Yeah.
Okay, anyways. Yeah. So how like okay, what was the difference between like Florida State and Oregon for you? Especially when you first got there. What were the main differences?
Yeah. I think it's been a long time now, but I think for me it was like I was recruited to a Florida State that looked pretty much like Oregon, like had a team that had won nationals a couple of years ago and like a coach that was pretty intense. And then my coach left during that summer after I had already committed. And I came to a team that, you know, kind of had recruited a coach that was pretty much the opposite of what they had. So I found myself being a freshman who's lost, but somehow it's put in this position where you're like the team leader. And I'm like, I barely know how to explain myself in English. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And it kind of sucked, to be honest, because I didn't have the maturity to put boundaries to my coach and like what I was supposed to do and what I was not meant to do. And I also think I kind of like was coming from a place of like where I felt very... I don't know. I was just kind of like figuring it out, like how America worked and how friendships worked in college. And I think that the whole hierarchy system never worked well with me. And I took it really personally. So I really struggled at the beginning to make friends and understand why some things were done and why I was treated in certain ways or why, you know. And I think later on, I got injured kind of like that year, and that allowed me to step away from everything and kind of like focus. And I'm learning to say the word focus.
I was thinking that I was like, okay.
It's so like the soup focus.
Yeah. See, I know what you're saying, but maybe you catch some people off guard. Anyway,
and step away. And so I think the big difference was like I think in Oregon, everyone was like super motivated to be really good and work. And it was a very team sport, I think. I think we were like few people and everyone was pretty close. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know. I mean, definitely the facilities. Mm-hmm. You know, we had pretty good facilities in Florida State too, but just the access we had to other than trainers, like, yeah.
Was like the training a lot different or was it pretty similar?
Oh, yeah. It was really different.
Like, were you surprised by the training when you came to Oregon?
Yeah. No, I think it was pretty consistent to what I've done in high school.
Okay.
And I think that in Florida State, we just had a lot of, like, race simulations.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you're running a 3K, you'll do two laps at race pace and then two at not race pace and then two more.
Okay.
And maybe that's, like, 10 minutes of workout and then you're done. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to roast anyone.
No, but, I mean, but different programs have different things that work for different people. So
yeah, I think my coach was really good, could have been really good for developing people. And I just don't think it worked for me. And I also like got injured my first year. And then I came back home for summer and went back to training with my coaches for the summer because she was there and stuff. And it was just like so different. And I felt when I come back for cross country that I was losing fitness as I was going. And it just kind of made me realize like, this might be great for some people, but I think that I'm more strength-based, even though I don't do that much mileage and just didn't really met what I needed to do. And I think like maybe Tallahassee wasn't the best place for me. Like, I think that it was really hot and I probably didn't drink enough water and mm-hmm. stuff. And I think I was like sick all the time. Like once a month, I would have like 4 days where I was just like not feeling great. So yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, different environments work for different people. So it like makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think about Oregon, like some people don't like Oregon either. So it's like, it's not like one place is better than the other. It's more just like, mm-hmm. you have to find the right school for you. And sometimes it doesn't happen on the first time.
Yeah, no, it's something like a fit, like what's your, like what fits. And I was also like a different athlete, like 2 years later when I showed up to Oregon, like I realized like I really want to do running and I really want to have a team of people who like wants to do this with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I first joined Florida State, I was like, well, if these people doesn't have the same goals, then that's fine. And that's something that I understood really quickly. Like, you cannot expect someone who has different goals to make the same sacrifices you're making. And at first I was fine with that. But once you're doing that by yourself every single day, you know, it kind of sucks. And like, you want people who like kind of sometimes making the same commitments you're making and it makes it easier.
That makes a ton of sense. And like Oregon, you just have such a small team and you know like mm-hmm. every single person on that team is dialed in. Like there's no, you're not swaying, you're not seeing people join sororities to like do other things. Like everyone's life at Oregon is running. So maybe that's a good fit for some people and maybe it's not a good fit for others. So it's just so interesting.
It is tough. Yeah. I think for me, like definitely it is running, but I don't know. I just feel like at least that team, the first team I was there, like it was just a really good group of people. I feel like I had a lot of people to look up to, like whether it was like in running or whether it was like you and Lily just had like a really good grasp of like nutrition and like eating healthy. And like, I think that, you know, there was things that go on like in every other team and some drama and stuff. But like, I just feel like I had a lot of people to look up to and follow, which I feel like the last 2 years in Florida State, I didn't really have that many mentors or people to look up to.
Yeah. That would be so hard. Like, I can't imagine coming from a different country and like being already one of the best on the team. And then mm-hmm. like, just kind of being like, okay, you're the leader. Especially like my freshman year, I just think back to my freshman year, like I was a mess. Like even when I came to Oregon, I was like, what am I doing? You know, it's like that year you're just figuring everything out. So I can't imagine being in your mm-hmm. position. And you said that, like, you didn't know, how much English did you know at that time?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely knew quite a bit, but I think for me, it was a shock to, like, the English you need to pass your classes and get good grades, it's so different than the English you need to have a conversation with multiple people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good in one-on-one, but, like, once you put me in a group of three people, like, it was just, like, so tough. Mm-hmm. And, like, I remember the first 3 months I was exhausted. Like, after the day, I just wanted to go to my room and, like, not speak because I just have a huge headache.
Yeah.
Because I've spent the whole day translating every single word.
That's so...
You know, like, it's just, like, yeah, the first 3 months were, like, a huge headache. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really hard, not gonna lie.
Yeah. I mean, I literally can't imagine. Like, I'm trying to put myself in that position. Like, if I went to Spain and I was, like, okay, let me... I mean, granted, I don't know any Spanish anymore. Other than, like, donde está la sacapuntas in the classroom. Where's the pencil sharpener? That's the only thing I know. Or the baño. So I mean that could give me like one place, the bathroom and the pencil. Yeah. Anyway, like I just can't imagine how like much stress that would add to your life, like just not knowing the language extremely well.
Yeah.
So
that's it was a lot, and I think that's kind of like one of the reasons I got injured. Like
the stress just like it's a combination of all sources of stress, not just like the physical stress. Like obviously the mental stress takes a huge toll on it too.
Yeah. Like I had a stress reaction in my femur and like my bone density was good. My hormones were good. Like it was just kind of like, we don't really know. Probably just like changes, but
Man, how is like running culture different from Spain, from the US?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think in the US, it's like you always run with people your age. And in Spain, I had like a club team and I had people from different ages. And I think like that was really good for me because I had at some point I had two girls who were like a year younger, a year older, who I would run with a lot. But I always had like older girls or older boys that I would look up to. And that like made me faster, you know, because the only time I would win a race in Spain, it was in a race. Like every other training run or workout in Spain, I would just get dropped because everyone was so much better because I'm always running with people who are like older, like but I feel like that really set me up for being humble and
just always getting humbled. I mean, that's good when you come to Oregon though, because I feel like I mean then you're just running at the top level and you're not going to win every race that you run, and you're not going to be the best at every workout that you're running either. Like people are gonna have
exactly
better workouts
I think that's something that I feel like that's something I do really good. Like I don't freak out during a workout because someone else is doing better. It's like, this is my workout.
Yeah I feel like that's what you have to be. I mean, I feel like I was that way too at Oregon, just because it's like you have to have a good head on your shoulders or else you're just gonna suffer. Because everyone is so good, so that if you're not like used to getting beaten, which I was, I think that's just from growing up in California though. Like everyone was so good in high school and I was never like the best in the state or the best in the country. So I just always used to like getting beaten. I think that helped
humble.
Getting humbled like every week. So
I'm not getting dropped. I'm just like letting you go.
Yeah, exactly. It's me every easy run when everyone starts dipping under 7 minute pace. I'm like, actually, I'm not getting dropped. Yeah. I'm letting you guys go ahead.
Yeah. I remember you used to do that like 7:10. You had a day that you're like, I'm not running faster than 7:10, something like that.
That happened to me. A lot of the time I feel like we got better as the years went on. So by the time that we like you came, I feel like we were running our easy runs easier, but like the first couple of years I was there, like we would consistently dip under 7 minute pace and I would be the only one in the group that would be like, I am gonna drop. Like I just would say it and I was like, oh, I'm so glad someone said something. And I'm like, why is it always me that looks like the loser? But then everyone joins me. So, or I think we got better at like letting people do what they need to do to be successful. Cause I think a lot of the time in my earlier years that we were there is more just like, I think it was just a little bit more competitive between one another.
Yeah.
And then by the time, like, especially 2016, I think kind of solidified that, like letting people do what they need to do to succeed. And then it just helps everyone else succeed. So,
I agree. And like not everyone does the same workout, right? Yeah. And even if you do the same workout, you don't run the reps the same way or in the same like progression or whatever. Yeah. So I feel like with easy runs is the same. Like at the end of the day, they're just recovery runs and do whatever you need to do to feel good and get it done.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Every runner is different. So
yeah.
Like you look at Carmela and I, we Wait, how tall are you? I'm just curious.
5'1", yeah.
5'1". Okay, I'm 5'11". So when Carmel and I stay next to each other, there's a difference. Carmel's also a 10K runner. I was like a 1500 runner. So we're not going to train the same for a cross country race. We're meeting in the middle. So, but we did have a couple workouts together that we ran.
Yeah, I feel like we did quite a lot, like cross country, like tempos and stuff.
Good memory.
And I don't know. You run a 3K together indoors or something like that? You, me, and Judy, and that's the day you were like, I'm done. Was so
First time
bad.
I line up, I toe the line with Carmella. I'm done.
No. We all did
No.
really bad, I think, because we like flew from New York the day before and it's like
Oh, yeah, that
three
was the New
hour
York
change and
race.
like it was like a 3 p.m. and I just remember being like,
I'm not a 3K runner either. That was the first 3K I've ever done, and the only 3K. And then, yeah, that was the last race I ever did.
In New York,
Yeah, in New York.
great times.
Anyway,
So
okay, so then I left Oregon. And then how did you go from, I mean, you were obviously already really good, but how did you go from like being good to being the best 10K runner in the nation?
I think so. Like now looking back, I feel like my first year at Oregon, I learned so much, and like it really set the base for me to keep progressing. But I don't think I run to my potential. Like, I feel like running wise was almost bad. Like, I think I came like All American in cross country, and that was really good. But then, like, after indoors, I like broke 16, and then I think I got sick a couple of times. And then I think I did really good at Pactfills. I was fourth, and everyone was like so impressed. But I was like, well, my ranking was fourth. Like, why is everyone so surprised? And I think like I was told, like, yeah, you can make nationals for sure. And I think that for me, my confidence, it's like something that I have to build daily. Like, you can't just like put me in a race and be like, oh, by the way, like you're gonna win this thing today. Like, I get something I need to build like through t like days, months of training. And I think suddenly I was put in this like regional race that I wasn't prepared to handle, regardless of my fitness. And I sucked so bad. It was so bad. And like,
It's okay. We all have a couple bad regional races.
I remember like just kind of going crazy in the middle of the race and being like, I'm just gonna go for it now. And like, I remember like Marisa like asking me like, how are you doing? But like, I heard like, what are you doing? And being like, well, I'm running. And then just getting pissed and like slowing down, which is like so unlike me. Like, that's not how I run at all. Like, it's just kind of like one of those, oh, don't do anything new in a race, and then you do it. And yeah, I feel like I should have done much better. And then the progression the following year, it's kind of like it seemed like more, but I felt like it was coming,
Like,
if
did you
that
was
makes
it
sense.
would you say that it was just like week after week of training, just compiling, or was it more the confidence aspect of it?
Yeah, definitely training, but I think for me it was confidence. Yeah, 100%. Like, I think it was really hard at the beginning with Helen. Like, I struggled to kind of like understand like how she wanted me to race, or like how she like what she expected from me. And I think that it was just kind of like from a place of like we don't really know each other, right? And I think we just kind of wanted to build that relationship. And after many months, after nationals, well, months of like working together, after nationals, it didn't really work out well across country. And I went to run Europeans, and it just kind of like everything clicked. And it was more like me going to Pac-12s and then Europeans and being like, I want to be top eight. And her almost being like, well, that's pretty hard, like 12 is really good too. Like, don't put, and I think at first I saw it as like, oh, like she doesn't think I'm going to be top eight. And then I realized like, no, I think she's just like trying to like take the pressure off. And I realized like I decided to be top eight and I finished eighth. And I was like, oh man, like what could I have done if I decided like to be seventh. I don't know. Like, because the same thing happened at Europeans. I was like, I want to be top eight. And I finished eighth again.
Yeah.
So I think it was just me, honestly, like starting to trust myself. And I remember we had a couple of workouts like indoor season that year, and we had a tempo, and like we were running like K's in Amazon, and then you go to the track.
Yeah.
And you're just like supposed to start at the same pace. And then I dropped from like a 3:30 to like 3:15, which is not even that fast at all. But I remember being like, oh my God. And then I did it again, and I was like, I'm not trying, like I'm just going, like it's, I'm like, I'm running too fast. I'm not going to be able to finish, because I've never done that before. And Helen being like, no, you're fine. And I'm like, I think I'm going to have a heart attack. And she's like, no, you're fine. And like, you know, just kind of like realizing like, yeah, sometimes you need to like shut off or shut off your whatever, you're like, don't listen to yourself.
Yeah. Is there anything else like outside of training that you did? Like, did you read any books? Were you like listening to podcasts, or like, was it really just like the training and I guess kind of getting to know Helen, the new coach, better and like having her believe in you more? Or did you do any like outside work on your mental state?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I honestly think Helen did so much for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she came to the point of like really believing what I could do. To the point of like, this woman is crazy. I can't believe she just told Coach Johnson I'm going to win nationals in January when, yeah. But I think she realized that for me, like I needed to be told my progress as I was going.
Yeah.
And that I'm not like, I see the long-term plan. So if in January you tell me, Carmela, you're 16 minute pace, I'm not going to freak out. You know, but I need to know, like, you're 16, like you're in like 15:40 now, because if I haven't like been aware of that progress, when you tell me you're going to run 15:10, I'm not going to believe it, because like, well, I don't know, like, you know, I just need those little steps. And sometimes it comes with like giving me workouts or giving me specific races that are going to like boost that confidence and like show me where I am and like trust that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Honestly, I think Helen did so much. I had a lot of school and like the team was really new too. I think that also like it wasn't only Helen that truly believed I could be really good. I think that I had Jess and Susan, which like would always be so excited about things I did that I was like, I mean, okay guys, like whatever. Yeah. You know, and like I remember like going into nationals like when, because I feel like that's how they felt, because that's how I felt looking at them, right? Like I feel like something special is going to happen, like I feel like I have this feeling, and I feel like they felt that with me. And like I've talked about it with Jess after, like I think you see other people do stuff and like that really inspires you, and sometimes you can see when someone's about to do something special. And yeah, I feel like they were able to tell me that or show me that they believe that I could do it, and I had them as role models too, so that was pretty cool.
Man, that's so awesome. Like I just remember I was driving to Austin and I watching that race of you almost winning and beating Wayne Colati in that 10K. Again, I wasn't surprised, but I was like, oh my, like I've never been so excited. I almost got in a crash on the road. Like my sister was holding the phone, which is like not safe. I don't recommend, but like obviously I had to cheer for my girl Carmela from afar, even though it was like on my way over there. But like, I've never been so excited, I think, to watch a race in my life, and just like seeing you do that. Yeah. Like, I mean, the next year, like just knowing you had more eligibility, I was like, no brainer, you know?
No-brainer. Yeah. Yeah. It was good, but I mean, I think that it's again like that long-term vision, right? Like I finished fourth at Pac-12s, like the 2 week, like 4 weeks before.
Yeah.
Like I think that it's about clicking, and so I feel like people feel stuck.
Yeah.
Kind of just.
Yeah. It's like the mental block. It's like the mental block, and a lot of people have mental blocks.
Yeah.
And it's something hard. Like, I mean, mental stuff is harder than physical stuff at a certain point. Like everyone can be in shape. I say this all the time. I feel like, but everyone can be in shape, but like the person that has the best mental headspace on the day, like if you're running at that top level, is going to do really well because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 And like, I think, yeah, it goes on to trust and how to raise. And mm-hmm. Yeah, again, I also feel like Helen really prepared me to be at the right shape, not for regionals or Pac-12s, but for mm-hmm. like nationals. And I also like, she knows how to race and yeah. how to communicate with you in the race. And like, so yeah, I don't know if I would have read the race in the same way, you know, mm-hmm. but it's worked. Yeah. So yes. I feel like trusting yourself, it's so important.
Yeah.
And other people.
Yeah. So you've had so many coaches, like when
yeah.
you obviously, well, you thought you were going to have one at Florida State and then you had someone mm-hmm. else, and then you went to Oregon, and then a year after you got there, our coach mm-hmm. left. What was your thought at that point? Like, were you like, yeah. what do I do? Or were you like, I'm going to stick it out no matter what, like I'm going to stay at Oregon?
Well, I couldn't leave.
Yeah. Cause you'd already transferred.
Yeah. So I didn't really have a choice. It sucked, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because yeah, like I felt like you almost need every time, like you almost need a year every time you change a coach to like kind of figure it out. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think for me it was like, first, I don't have an option. And second, like I came to Oregon because Marisa, like she's a great recruiter. Like, yeah, like she's just like so good at like selling you, or like, I don't know how to say this, but like,
yeah, yeah, no, like selling you on the program and everything.
Yeah, and the program, and she has a vision, and she's able to really communicate that really well. But once I was there, I realized like how much more Oregon has to offer.
Yeah.
In addition to coaching, and I felt like the program has such a strong like legacy in lessons running. They're not gonna pick just anyone, you know, like they're gonna pick someone who they really think is gonna keep progressing the program, and so I trusted that, and yeah, I was happy they picked Helen because she had the previous like 10K national champ, and yeah, it was definitely really hard the first 3 months, like we didn't really get along that well, but you know, I feel like it worked better for me than the other coaches I had.
Yeah, so it's like yeah. a best case scenario.
Yeah, yeah, which you didn't feel like it at first.
Yeah,
because I feel like, you know, like my two roommates transferred to Washington and Marisa left to Washington, so it was kind of like, oh well, I'm just left here. You know, and like
honestly, I think that might be like good though, because I mean, at least you didn't have to weigh out the decision of leaving or not.
True. Yeah, yeah, definitely. And well, like, but like, and then you were gone already, and then Ali Cash was like gone, and then Sam Nadell. So it's like this team.
Yeah, the whole team just kind of just dispersed.
And Judy too.
Yeah.
So it was just like and Jess and Amanda.
That's like the entire.
Yeah, it was me, Jess, Amanda, and Susan, basically.
Yeah.
Without I'm missing anyone. So yeah, suddenly I was in this position where I'm like, this is only my second year here, and I'm also a litter.
Yeah. There you and go, I going back to Florida State vibes.
No, but Jess was definitely like awesome, and
yeah, I feel like Jess really stepped it up.
Yeah,
stepped it up that.
Yeah, and we had a really good team. Helen brought like really good people from San Francisco, Isabel, Veronica, and then Philly. They were all senior, like we were all seniors, and like yeah, everyone just had a really good like ethic, and yeah, yeah. That was good. I wasn't expected to do that much.
Well, I mean, I feel like everything at Oregon, like, I feel like you literally had the ideal kind of progression at Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you yeah. go from, I mean, you were good from the start, pretty much, joining the team, but then you end up winning NCAAs. And mm-hmm. then now you, like, did you know you wanted to, like, run professionally? Like, was that the goal when you went to Oregon? You're like, I want to keep running after college? Or what was the vibe?
No, I was like, I want to give this a shot, and I'm transferring to Oregon because I don't know if I'm going to run after college. So mm-hmm. that's why I want to give it, like, I want to make the most out of it, of the time that I know for sure. And I think with Marisa, like that first year in Oregon, I love the team. I loved hanging out with people. And like, that's what I like about working out. It's just like, we're just here like with my friendies. And I think with Helen, it was like, oh, I really enjoy running. and kind of learning to enjoy running because, like, just running and not because of the people that are around it.
That's important because people around it change.
And when I went to nationals, my parents came to see me, and that was the first time they had seen me run at the US. And they were like, the day before, I remember I was doing homework because in Oregon you have like school until like
hard at work.
And I remember being at Starbucks because like, well, I have to do homework. So, and then my parents are from Spain, so Starbucks is like, ooh, Starbucks, like, you know, it's a touristic place for us.
Yeah.
Because we don't have, I mean, we have like one or two, I don't know. I mean, they're less of a thing now, I don't know. But the point is like, we just went to Starbucks.
Yeah.
And they were like, kind of asking me like, well, like, you know, you graduate in 1 year, like what grad school are going to go to? Like, and I was like, I think I'm going to give running a shot. And they're like, what is that supposed to mean? I think like, I feel like I can be good. And they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, I think I can be, I think I can finish top eight tomorrow. And they were like, okay, like fine. Right. Like, we're not going to grill you about this.
Yeah.
And then I think they just like, they just like were at the race, and they were so like overwhelmed with like how many people was watching track and field, and how everyone was like so excited and like following every single lap. And like, I finished second, which was like, everyone just like came to them because they knew it was my parents, right? Like, come on, like, you can tell. Like, there's two like lost Spaniards like with a green t-shirt. And like, everyone just came to like congratulate them and stuff. And I don't know, it just kind of like change their view a little bit of like, oh, this could be a thing here, like maybe this is like, this could happen, like she's, I think they knew I was good, I don't think they realized like
how good you were,
how good I could be, which I don't think I knew either. And I think from then I definitely changed my approach, like, okay, I think this is something I really want to try and I really want to go for it. And I got to do grad school with COVID year, so that was, my parents were happy about it.
Yeah, see, there you go.
You're like, all right, checked.
Wait, what did you major in, by the way? I was gonna ask that.
I did psych and a special ed, and then I did grad school in prevention science.
Okay, so, nice.
Yeah, it's like research based. Yeah,
nice. And now you're done with school forever?
No, I'm doing like a second grad program through university in Spain. I want to go into sports psych. I just feel like there's so much to do there, and I know running, it's not going to be forever. And I feel like I'm going through college in the US and now being a professional athlete, I don't know, I just feel like I know so much that you can't really learn from books. And I feel like I would be really helpful at some point for someone.
Yeah.
Once I'm like ready for that. Yeah.
I think you'd be a good sports psych.
Think so? You're going
to hire me? Yeah, I prefer you. I refer people to you.
Awesome.
Yeah, anyone that comes to me with problems, I'm going to be like, actually ask Carmela. She's trained to be a sports psych.
She's thinking about it, so.
Yeah, she's thinking about it. Well, how did you choose OAC?
Yeah, I kind of heard, I was here last summer in Boulder, and I kind of heard about something going on. And I think Dathan just had seen me race and thought I would be a good fit and saw a lot of potential, and they had me in a visit, and I love the team. I just thought they were a lot of fun. It felt like a college team that had more free time.
No more school. Yeah. Well,
like, school. I don't know. I just like loved how, like, I don't know, we went on runs and stuff, but like, I assume like everyone just works really hard, but then it wasn't like we were talking about running the whole time. Like, they were making jokes or like talking about their dogs or like, I don't know. It just felt really healthy. And if I saw myself as a place where I could like really be friends with these people, and I saw myself running long term and having fun with it. And I did talk to other teams, but yeah, I think that definitely coming here for a visit, like, really
solidified
me. Always kind of like half on as like the top place I wanted to go to. And
swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check.
Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, you said it before we started recording that you haven't really experienced the team yet. Mm-hmm. Have you, like, is there anything that surprised you so far about pro running, or is it just still really new?
Yeah, it's still really new. I had a little injury, like, kind of like after nationals, like, and I think, like, that's the cool thing with Dathan. I think he really sees the long-term, like, goal, and, like, I did, like, a race after nationals that I shouldn't have done, and that was, like, all me, you know, like, I haven't felt any pressure to perform or, like, run Olympic standards. They were like, if you want to do it, do it, but, like, our goal is happy in 2024, like, and yeah. So I think this whole summer I've been training alone a lot because I've done zero workouts. I started from, like, running 4 miles a day, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's been a bit boring, to be honest. I feel like I'm taking every opportunity to, like, run with a team, like,
yeah,
do you have a workout? I'll do the 3 miles with you. What do you
have? Yeah, just warm up, please.
And then, yeah, but it's been good. Like, I've run with Sage a lot and Carlos a couple of times, but yeah, the team has been really, really successful. So they've been, like, the Olympics and now in Europe most of the time, so I haven't experienced the, like, kind of like meeting every other day thing or workouts, but yeah, it's been,
I mean, good. I'm sure you have many more years to come of that. So
yeah,
coming off a long season in college career. So yeah. I feel like, I mean, everyone now is, like, taking downtime, or they're, mm-hmm, like, I mean, finishing up their season in Diamond League or
yeah,
other small people, races,
whatever they do.
Yeah, they're like the Diamond League people, like. No, but I feel like, I mean, now's not the worst time to be a little beat up or, like, be coming back, because, like,
yeah,
things are winding down anyways. So
yeah, no, and, like, that's what I just, like, I think, yeah, I just need to build and, like, get used to, like, this little toe exercises and, like, weightlifting, like, all that stuff.
Toe exercise.
Yeah, dude, like,
toes aren't strong, toes are weak.
I do toe yoga now. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I can just,
it's
imagine.
Really hard.
You do it, I'm sure you do it every day, multiple times.
No, I don't, actually. I should have put this in the podcast.
Your coach is going to listen and be like, I heard some news on the podcast.
Yeah. You did not update your log. No. No, it's pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what is, like, your overall goal for being a pro runner? Like, what do you want to achieve?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, like, really long term, but I don't know. I don't know how long-term I want to think. I definitely want to make it, I want to make it to Olympics, and I want to be an Olympic finalist. I don't know if in the track or in the roads, but.
Does that mean a little marathon action or what?
Yeah, definitely. I will.
Hey! Eventually.
Yeah, I know. but yeah, I think, I don't know. It seems pretty ambitious, but I don't know.
I think it's
possible. I don't know. I love cross country. I don't know if they're going to let me, but I would love to medal in European cross country. Like, that's, like, my favorite event, and it's, like, an 8K cross country. So I feel like I'll be more in my strength.
Yeah.
And I just like it so much.
Yeah.
But it's actually quite tough.
Well, those cross country courses are wild.
Yeah, they are. Like, they just make it hard for no reason.
Oh my gosh, I would do so bad if someone had me ever run.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
I'm not like, that's not my forte. I can't.
I know, you're definitely a golf course cross country.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's why I thrived at Oregon cross country. I did the best I possibly could because it was all on golf courses.
Yeah, it was all. Yeah. Or like Sacramento, like sand pass, like all compact. You don't even need cross country shoes.
No, you really didn't. Okay, well, I have a couple like listener questions to kind of end the episode.
I feel like is this too serious?
What, this podcast?
Yeah.
No, I think it's been good.
Okay.
It's been both helpful, a little funny at times, a little serious.
I was gonna like put the fuckers like repeated it like multiple times.
Just over and over again.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I already covered the first one, asking how tall you are, 5'1".
That's so silly.
That's so silly. So is being 5'11", so that's also silly.
Like, what question is that? Why are people so worried about?
Well, no, I think someone just saw the picture that I posted where they're like, you're bending and twisting. Because they asked, like, how tall you were. Because I look like I'm really tall, too. So, but you're just looking at two drastically different.
Yeah.
Heights. Anyways, that's the explanation on that. We got a lot of people asking for your hand in marriage, and I didn't know how you wanted to address that. You have a lot of people with crushes on you.
With a marriage?
Yeah, people want to marry you.
Oh no, definitely not. What? People are so awkward.
Yeah, I don't think that's the best way to ask for Carmela's hand in marriage, is through my
hand in marriage.
Yeah, they
what does handed mean?
Like the ring. Like to put a ring on your
finger. Maybe they just want me to cut my finger. Maybe they don't even.
They want your hand. They don't want you. They just
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, Carmel's down for that, but not the actual marriage part. Anyways.
Just cut my finger. How much would people give for this? I don't know. Maybe.
You're about to get weird DMs. I hope not. I don't know who listens to the podcast. Do you have any like hobbies that you like to do?
I really like cooking.
Okay.
Cooking?
Yeah. What are your like favorite meals?
I don't know. I've been really into making bread. I started making my own bread, like artisan bread. And that's been really fun. And I don't know. I feel like it's just like so important and in such a good way of like self-care. Mm-hmm. But things I don't know what it.
Carmela sends me, she's like, do you know how to make ribs? And then she just sends me this picture of this huge thing of ribs. I kind of want to make half of these. I'm like, you are asking the wrong person. I've never cooked a rib.
I know, you don't really cook meat. I don't know. Well, I just like, I made them in the oven. They were fine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to expand. I made carbonara the other day, like real carbonara sauce, which was like cool. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know, I need to expand and like try other stuff, cook like, I don't know. I made sushi like a couple weeks ago and I was like, I hate it now.
You hate sushi?
I was like, I'm not going to eat what I cooked. Yeah. No, I love when it's in a place when I made it myself.
I could never make it myself. I feel like it would be so awful. Mm. And like fish is already kind of a touchy thing for me where it's like, it has to be like good or else I feel really gross when I eat it.
Well, prepared. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What other stuff I like doing? I listen to a podcast a lot too, actually. And I don't have a dog, but I feel like I always have people around me that have dogs and lets me take them on walks. I really like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I feel like you're always someone that keeps busy. Like you always have things going.
Yeah.
And also your bread always looks really good that you make. I know you've sent me a recipe before and I really need to make it, but I have yet to make
it. Making a different one, actually, now.
Okay.
It's like a Dutch oven. Yeah, I will.
I don't think I have a Dutch oven.
Yeah, maybe you need one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Do you have a favorite kombucha flavor?
Or like brand? Yeah. Well, and now I'm getting like the Immortal Kombucha one and they have like lavender purple color one. I like that one a lot. I don't remember what it's called.
Okay.
Flowery, ginger. Yeah.
What's your coffee order? This wasn't a question that was asked, but I'm curious.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like maybe this says something about myself, but I used to like black coffee with just like half and half, like just a plain latte kind of deal. And I feel now I'm feeling like I need sweeter stuff. Like I haven't been enjoying my coffee as much. So probably just like an iced cold brew or like just cold brew with like vanilla, like vanilla latte, something like that.
Yeah.
But that's good. Surprised myself. I've been like adding flavors to it or like sweetener, which I wasn't before.
That's kind of the same here, actually. Like I used to be strictly cold brew with cream. Like I would never add any sweetener. And I'm like, and usually like in the past, sweeteners kind of like made me feel unwell for some reason.
Yeah.
Like there's just, I like drink it and I'm like, I can't drink this. Like I would just kind of like, I don't know, it would be too sweet. But then I'm the same way now. I'm like finding myself getting the more like flavored lattes or just like, even just like sweetener in my cold brew with cream. It's kind of crazy. So
yeah, I wonder if like, if it's like,
maybe it's a summer.
Something, summer, yeah. And then in winter, I'll go back to something else.
Yeah.
I've been looking at these trends. My coffee trend.
Oh, yeah. Someone asked if we had a favorite memory together, and I was, like, trying to think of any.
Yeah.
We didn't really spend that. I mean, we had, like, 6 months together, but I can't really think of anything that was, like.
I remember, I feel like you were always, like, you've always been really funny, and I think you always roast people, but I feel like you're always scared after you roast them that you're gonna like hurt their feelings.
Okay, I felt that about you some of the time because I felt like a lot of the time you didn't understand my jokes, or like I felt like
I think I did. I was just like trying to not get dropped in the run. Like I remember this one time we had a workout at Hayward, and like I think you like roasted me about something, and I don't know, for some reason I remember like I know we were talking about beats. Or something, you say like I roast you like a beet, or something like that. I just remember running around like Hayward in the cool down and just like thinking like you just roast me and like I think this is the funniest thing and like what does it say about me like not caring at all?
Okay, but see, I couldn't tell if you cared or really? Not. That was the hard thing.
Oh, I definitely did not. I definitely thought it was like really funny.
Yeah. Okay.
But, like probably was just like, you know, trying to. Not like not get like a stitch or something like that because
okay, that's
good. Yeah, but I remember that, and I think it was like just like a weird day where like we were like running, and like I know we have a couple of pictures because I think like that day like I have a picture with like Lily, another one with Reed, and like the old grandstands running, and I don't know if Lily was taking the pictures, but like you were definitely there. And Judy too. Yeah,
good.
I remember that. You don't remember that?
I don't remember. I feel like I have bad memory. Like, I don't really remember anything. Like, people ask me my favorite memory from college. I'm like, I don't know. I kind of, like, forgot all of it, to be honest.
No way. I remember also one day you cut your finger.
Oh, whoa. There was so much wrong. Like, that year that you were on the team with me, like, I feel like I was just mess. Like, there was just things that were wrong.
You cut your finger and you were so upset at yourself. Like what does it say about me? Like, am I...
Oh, no.
You were so sad. You were just, I don't know, you were like overwhelmed, I think.
Yeah, well that was like, that was towards the end of my Oregon
like
experience.
I need to leave.
Yeah, and I was just like, so I was, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like there's more memories to come though, because you know you're still running in the US and I'm still somehow around in the running world, even though I haven't stepped foot on like an elite starting line since 2018. So
No, I hope so. I hope I get to see you more because you used to drive down from Portland.
Yeah.
And you
on my way
down. I feel like Boulder's kind of out of the way now.
Okay, but I've never been to Boulder and I want to go.
Oh, you definitely should come. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it's beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Like, I don't know if you like the snow though.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the snow either. So
yeah, maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm worried about that one too. My car is literally a toy car. Like, and I don't know how I'm gonna drive it in like the snow.
Just have someone else drive
snow tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like so tiny. I like it. It's so cute, but it's literally half of a parking spot.
Oh my goodness.
No,
wait,
maybe
what kind of car is it?
It's a Mitsubishi Mirage.
Okay, I can't even picture that.
It's quite small, yeah.
Okay, anyways, okay, the last question I have is, what is like advice that you would give to your younger self?
I don't know, I feel like it goes back to confidence and trusting yourself. I feel like when I was younger I had so much, not so much more, I mean I feel like I'm definitely pretty confident now, but in terms of like my running ability, I had done so little, and it never occurred to me that I couldn't just like show up to a start line and just try my best, you know. Mm-hmm. Which I think, like, coming to college with so many people and stuff, I kind of like started to put myself in the box of like, oh, I'm not the top runner, so I'm just gonna do my non-top runner like race or whatever. And yeah, so just keep trusting yourself, don't lose that confidence. And I don't know, what do you think?
No, I mean, I think that's good. I think confidence is so key, and you need to find the people that build it up, that help you build it up.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you can build it up for yourself. Mm-hmm. Just through, like, workouts and races. But I think, like, I feel like you needed the right coach to kind of help guide you along that. And also, like, having teammates like mm-hmm. Jess or Susan that have kind of like either paved the way or just really believe in you as well to like do the same things that they're doing.
And definitely, like, I guess that's the most important in like life. Life is the people you live it with. Mm-hmm. So like really invest in people. And like, I think this year I knew I was for sure going to leave after the year. And like, I was just very happy and just investing the people I really, really cared about. And like, I don't know, I definitely like don't party much, but I think having a balanced life is so important. And I will like, I don't know, go like have a drink with friends on Saturday and like just chill at a patio, or like, I don't know, hang out with people past 9:30.
Yeah. Oh, you're crazy.
I'm like crazy. And I don't know, I think that was like really important for me this year. I was like hanging out with people who were really good friends, but also were like maybe a bit less tied up than me, and made me like stay up a bit longer, or like care a little less about what I was eating that specific day. And I think that you made it really fun. It was very distracting from everything else. And like, I don't know, I definitely like showed up to the starting line feeling really careful. Like, I don't know, like honestly, like even when I watched my race at nationals, like the race is cool or whatever, like, but I think like my favorite part is like after, when I finish and like when I go see my people, because I feel like every single person that I hugged in that lap, like I really meant it, and they really impacted me, and that was awesome. Mm-hmm. Like they just made that year so fun.
Yeah,
it was a little fun. Yeah.
Well, this was a great episode. I mean, it was good to catch up. I feel like it's just
been it's all over the place.
It was not too serious.
I feel like we're definitely more funny usually. But
okay, no, I think it was a good combo of funny and serious. We explained your experience. I mean, I don't think it's fun for me because I never really, like, you're not in college and you're not taking the time to like actually ask people about their entire.
So what is your deepest secret?
I mean, not that we're like uncovering deep, dark secrets on this, but like no one really has serious conversations. You said, it's like I'm joking around about roasting beets or something. Like,
I don't know why you remember that.
Life experience. So I think it was good. But where can people follow you on the internet to like follow along your journey?
I feel like I'm definitely more like an Instagram type of user. I don't know, I'm trying to expand a little, but I think Instagram, you can find me for sure.
Is it just your name?
Yeah,
or it's Karma Lalala.
It's like double M-E.
Okay, Karma. Okay,
so yeah,
it'll be linked in the show notes, so it's easy to access.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming on to, don't make fun of me. To close up the episode, can we get a good old peace out, fellas?
Yes. Do I say it?
Yeah, you say it.
Wait, should we say it at the same time?
Okay. No one can even see this.
Wait, I can see it. So
it's okay.
1, 2, peace out, fellas.
We said it on 2.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what 1, 2, 3.
Peace out, Ella. That's so bad.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode of Combos Over Cold Brew. I hope you enjoyed it. As per usual, it was so good catching up with Carmela. It's been a while since I've seen her, so it was awesome to just chat with her and also learn more about her running history and also where she's going with it and how she's liking pro running so far. So I hope you guys also enjoyed listening to her story and you got something out of it. Make sure to follow at Combos Over Cold Brew Pod on Instagram if you want to submit listener questions or just be up to date on the latest episodes. And don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. That helps me out so much, and it's a free way to support. So you guys are the best, and I will hear from you guys in the next one. Peace out, fellas.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.